Arkansas.
Yes, I think they were from Arkansas.
What about your mother? Was she a housewife?
She was just a housewife. That's all she ever did. She raised a few chickens, and she used the milk of cow, sell a little nut and butter, try to help out and maybe keep a boarder or two. Mm-hmm. But she raised 8 children.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Where along were you in there?
I was, they were just 2 younger than I was, so that would make 5.
Mm-hmm.
I was the 6th child.
That's it. Do you know anything about your parents' schooling?
No, I really don't. They must have finished grammar school, though, because they were, they were pretty well educated.
Mm-hmm.
About 7th, 8th grade, I'd say, for their kind. Those trucks may interfere. Is that
being No, that's okay. We can get too loud. We can just pause for a few minutes.
Okay.
Right. It's kind of pleasant out here.
Yeah, it is.
Well, talking about schooling, you said that you got how far along?
I finished the 10th grade. Yeah, I finished the 10th grade at Strong.
Oh, okay.
We moved out here during the Depression.
But you did go to school some in El Dorado, was that
I
right?
went to school all my life in El Dorado until I got in about the 10th grade. I just spent about 1 year at Strong.
Oh, I
see. My daddy moved down here, you know, when the Depression came on.
And you said you were how old now?
I'm 62.
62. And did you say you worked in a cafeteria?
Yes. I've been working in a cafeteria for about 12 years in El Dorado.
Is that a school cafeteria?
Yeah, a school cafeteria.
Is that the high school?
I worked some in the elementary. I was manager. I worked 4 years at Barton's as a pastry cook, and I went to school in Fayetteville 3 summers. And then I became manager at a grammar school. And then I went to East Campus where they had only the 10th grade, and I was manager over there 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked here at El Red High School for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed out a year in there with my nerves.
Yeah. How do you like the food business?
I like it. I love it. The children keeps you young.
I guess it
does. Yeah, they'll eat it. They have such hearty appetites. It's really a good business to be in. If you have children in school, well, you get home, you see, before they do, because they're through at 2 o'clock. And then a woman raising a family, I still had 2 at home when I started, a little girl and a boy. And then I was manager of Camp Soda, Boy Scout Camp, down here on Junction City Highway about 4 summers. I really enjoyed that. We went down about 4 o'clock in the morning. No, we got up about 4. And we got down there in time to fix our breakfast, you know. It's about 12 miles, and it was so pretty down there. They had an all-electric kitchen. And ice maker, and it was all new, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed it. And the boys, and they furnished you plenty. It wasn't like the school lunch. They want you to economize, you know. But down there, they bought everything good you wanted to cook, just anything you wanted.
Right.
And you had to feed those boys good because they went camping, you know, and swimming. And they...